100.7 WHUD, it's 8:46 with Mike and Casey in the morning. One's a Sullivan County native, the other a graduate of nearby Monroe Woodbury High School in Orange County. For Gavin DeGraw and Andy Grammer, it's homecoming weekend at Bethel Woods. Gavin joins us tomorrow, but this morning it's fellow MW alum Andy Grammer.
How's it going, man?
How are you, sir?
Oh, man, I'm awesome.
This is a big concert this Sunday night at Bethel Woods, kind of like a homecoming for you and Gavin DeGraw, right?
Yeah, we're psyched, man. It should be really fun.
Well, you know, I was up there for a show the other day, and as I was leaving, I said to the woman that was the usher, and I said, you know, I'm going to be back here for the Andy Grammer show and Gavin DeGraw. And she said, you know, they're local guys. We're so excited. So even the staff is excited to have you guys on the stage at Bethel Woods.
So sweet, man. Yeah, it's really, really fun. I got a lot of my friends and family are coming, and it's just going to be good to be around home.
How did it turn out that you and Gavin touring together? How did that come about?
Well, I love him, actually. He's one of my good friends, and we've toured before. And so it just kind of worked out for this run. It's a pretty long run, too, actually. You want to make sure you like the people you're with. I think we're going to be out for almost like 2.5 months. We've had a lot of people go back and forth between our bands. So I'm really excited to hang out with him. And my old drummer is now, and keyboarder is now playing with him. So I'm just really excited to have like a good family vibe on the road. So we're going to start near where we both grew up.
I'm told that while you're touring, you're going to be writing music. Have you written anything so far that you can give us a hint of what it's like?
Oh, man, yeah, I have. I have the back of my tour bus is a little studio. We've written about 8 songs so far. Because right now I'm out on tour with Train. Done about 2 weeks and change by the time we get to Bethel Woods, having a blast with them. And during the day, I've just been writing a ton of stuff. So album 3 is getting written on the road. It's a little different. It is pretty cool, actually, to get off stage and, if you feel like it, go back and crank out some tunes or turn on the amp in the back of the bus and just kind of freak out for a little bit. It's a lot of burning the candle at both ends, but there's something special about writing it while I'm out here.
So what's it like on the road with Train?
You know, what's most inspiring to me about Train is how many songs they have. So, like, how long they've been doing it and how many they have. You go to a Train show and you just, like, every time they hit the keyboard or start with a little guitar riff, the crowd freaks out because it's another hit. So the work ethic of that is pretty inspiring to me. The fact they've been able to write them for so many years and have them all be so good is really impressive.
Well, Andy, you now have your own repertoire of hit songs, too.
It's pretty cool, but when you start to feel good about what you got, then you watch someone who has, like, 15 or 20, you go like, all right, okay, there's more work to be done here.
All right, so you're going to have a lot of former Monroe Woodbury people there, including myself, to cheer you on?
Great. Yeah. One of my best friends at his birthday, so he's bringing, like, a bunch of, like, Monroe friends. It just can be really, really fun, you know. And that's one of the best parts about traveling around is that you get to link up with people that you grew up with or friends in different parts of the country, but it's the best when you get to go home.
Is there anything you haven't done in the last 3 to 5 years that you'd really like to accomplish once you take care of Bethel Woods on Sunday night?
Yeah, I mean, I think you just got to keep setting your sights higher. I'm looking for Saturday Night Live. Let's do that. I'd love to get there. I don't need another big, big song if I want to try to get up there, so I think that's what all this writing is about, is just make sure. I mean, that's like a silly one that's a little bit out of my control. The thing that I really want is, it sounds cheesy, is to just get more songs that everybody loves, that, like, make people feel. So that's my, have a big catalog. You know, I spent a lot of time in the kind of the off-season while I'm writing, listening to Billy Joel and Paul Simon. And just listening to these people that have so many. Because I think in the end, that's what makes for the best show, when people can come and just freak out for a while. So, yeah, I'm just on the hunt.
Okay.
Still on the hunt for more incredible songs.
So far, you're doing pretty good there, Andy Grammer.
Yeah. But I'm excited. Everybody come hang out. It's going to be a blast. So much love, dude. Yeah, I'll catch you soon.
All right. Talking to us from his tour bus. We're now on tour with Train, but Sunday night, he kicks off a tour with Gavin DeGraw at Bethel Woods. This is so good. And listen to what you're going to win here. A pair of tickets to see the concert with Gavin and Andy and special guest Aaron Tveit at Bethelwood Center for the Arts this Sunday night, the 28th at 7 p.m., with a meet and greet with Gavin DeGraw before the show. How about that? Sullivan and Orange County natives Gavin and Andy will make their debut performance at Bethelwood Center for the Arts this Sunday night at 7. It's called Home at Last. The concert tour ticks off their national tour. Tickets are on sale at BethelWoodsCenter.org and through Ticketmaster.
More fun, more prizes. WHUD's 100.7 Days of Summer brought to you by DeBertolini & Sons, distributor of Budweiser, the king of beers. A Bud and a burger, the original power couple. Grab some Buds today and drink responsibly. All right, caller number 7, you are going to the show. We had people calling before we even did the giveaway to try to win. So let's see if we can come up with a question. Oh, I know. I just gave the answer a moment ago. Where did Andy Grammer go to high school? Come on, you know. 1-877-274-9483. Call number 7. Good luck.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Kelly Clarkson.